This is John Walton, and you're listening to the Power Play Point Podcast with the Blue Liner on Point and Anna Knox. Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score!
Tonight, number 21,
seven. Oh, spectacular, Braden Holtby.
Hello, welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point, talking to you live to tape from Glen Burnie, Maryland, where the weather it is finally warm. Enough to see daylight and sunshine.
Yeah, that means my allergies are acting up again.
And that you hear is, of course, unfortunately, not the mermaid Anna Knox. That is my allergic yet hockey knowledgeable wife, the seamstress for the band, the lovely Mrs. Blue Liner.
Hi, guys.
And so, So basically, Anna has, is going to be taking a 2-week break, is her spring break vacation, from school. Well, of course, she's, as everybody should know by now, she's a teacher with Fairfax County Public Schools. She's going to take, this show and the next off for spring break. So,
enjoy your vacation.
Please do enjoy your vacation, Anna. And so the missus will be filling in for those 2 weeks. And that's why you are hearing her today.
Yep.
But as I was saying, it's much warmer weather now. I can actually see sunshine for once. It doesn't seem like we're living in Seattle anymore, at least for the time being.
Yeah, so till Wednesday.
And of course, that can mean only one thing, in that it is that season of seasons, spring.
Yes. Yes, it is definitely spring.
And of course, when it becomes springtime, what catches a young man's fancy but naturally hockey, a winter sport? Yeah, that's why we're talking about it. Well, actually, the reason we're talking about it is it caps on are on such a hot streak lately, you know. But more on that later. But I have a few announcements to get through here. As I mentioned, Anna will be off this week and next week at least. So unfortunately, that has pretty much put the kibosh on the plans that I had for the end of the month, next week's show. I plan on having her host it without me at all. And we plan on having a few female guests on. And go from there, much as we did 2 years ago in honor of Women's History Month. But again, that's gone by the wayside, unfortunately. Change of plans, as they say. So we're playing things by ear and, going from there. I really, really wanted to have, some ladies who had not been on the show before come on and have their say. But stuff happens, life gets in the way and all that. So, that's just how it goes. So we're dealing with it. And, I was remiss. I also want to mention, I was remiss last week in, wishing the guys over at the Sports on the Hill podcast last week for, happy 5-year anniversary. Of course, Carol Porter III and, Robbie Gross, my good friends over there hosting that show, graciously linking up with ours. They've been on for 5 solid years now. Of course, you can catch them every Monday night over Facebook Live, as well as the True Radio Network. Caps Talk is usually their first segment, with Anna. And so you can catch them every night, every Monday night, that is. And Robbie's also been in the habit of doing some quick recaps, video recaps on Facebook himself, always entertaining with those, him and his family coming on. So be sure to catch them. Just wanted to give a quick shout to them. Sorry, I didn't have time to mention the 5-year anniversary, but glad to see those guys are continuing there. So let's see. I was trying to think, was there anything else? No, that's pretty much it for the administrative stuff. So as I said, good, another good week for the Caps. 4 games played, 3 wins, 1 loss. So let's go ahead and jump right into the recaps. First game of the week was the Monday game in Buffalo, the only road game this week. It was a 6-0 win. And back in the day, that meant free pizza from Jerry Subs and Pizza. Of course, it's now 5 goals, and it's Papa John's. But as they say, as we say again and again, life goes on. So, all right. So I'm not going to – I mean, we all saw it. I'm not going to go over the exact details. Your goal scorers were Kuznetsov, his 3rd, Backstrom, his 11th, Ponick, his 3rd, Sprong, doing, 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 his 6th. From Nick Jensen, and Garnet Hathaway, his 4th, and to top it all off, the captain, his 11th, which was the breaker, puts him all alone in 6th place.
No, that's the one that he tied Esposito on.
It is?
Yes. The game against Buffalo, he tied. The next game,
You're right. You're absolutely right. Ovechkin next 17th career goal. What would I do without you?
we won't go there.
We might be somewhat entertaining, but anyway. You're right. It was the 7-17th, which tied him with Phil Esposito, Espo, for all us old timers. That was the capper. And of course, the other highlight, of course, Vitek Vanacek's first ever NHL career shutout.
And I can't believe they didn't give him a star of the game for that.
I couldn't believe that either. 23 shots by the Sabres, but. Yeah, still, you know, you got to put in the effort, and he did. But the 3 stars of the game, Oshie, Schultz, and Dmitry Orlov. Riddle me that. But, yeah, he should have been a star of the game. I mean, unless they figure he didn't have all that much to face. But still, like I said, 23 shots, you still got to put in the effort.
But he, if I remember correctly, that was the game where he did some standing on his head.
Yeah, he did.
Buffalo had some shots that looked good. He kept that game where it was.
Especially in the 3rd period, because if you look at the
third period, because
the shots on goal
charts.
Right. That's what I was getting at. Buffalo had 14 shots on goal in the 3rd period alone, which is 2/3 of their total. So go figure. So he really had to keep it going to keep the clean sheet. But thank goodness for that. Not that it was ever close, because and I could go on and on and on about this, but I was telling a friend of mine the other day that Buffalo is very little better than your average ECHL roster, let alone AHL right now. And that team, you talk about team in dire need of being torn down and start all over again. Oh, my goodness. They are on their way to missing the playoffs for, I think, what's going to be an 11th straight year. Yeah. Depressing. Absolutely depressing, because that city deserves better. But anyway, moving on. So the next game was the very next night, back at home, Tuesday, against the New York Islanders. Okay, so so the Islanders have been busy bees, have vaulted themselves into first place have Barry Trotz's team. So instant target for them. And you knew this was going to be a good game, and it was. It was a very good game. So let's break down the scoring summary. No goals in the first. Oshie with his seventh, 10:36 in the seventh, assisted by Ovechkin and Kuznetsov to open the scoring from there. And then Caps go on a power play 5 minutes later. Ovechkin gets his 12th of the year. That's the one that puts him all alone. Yes. In sixth place, past Esposito. Schultz and Backstrom on the assist there, the classic one from his office, as I mentioned on our Facebook page, making it 2-0, and that would be the game winner, of course. Third period, Caps go on another power play. I think that was the one that was the spillover that was awarded at the end of the third period, or the second period, rather. And Backstrom tips it in with helpers from Ferrana and Carlson, making it 3-0. And the heir to the Walmart and Nordstrom merge thrown, Oliver Wahlstrom, gets the shutout breaker towards the end for the Islanders, making it 3-1, but too little too late. Caps go away. 22 shots on goal each. For each team, kind of what you expected for a Barry Trotz coach type of game. Very little shots, so every scoring chance was, you know, you're going to have to make the most of it. Okay. Okay, so the run of the vitals. Okay, so this is, and I will say this to my dying day, faceoffs, you can take it, you can leave it. It really depends. It's just this time around they lucked out, and it did not determine the course of the game. But the Caps had probably their worst game overall at the faceoff dot, 39%. Let me say that again. 39%. That means, well,
they sucked.
Yeah. Again, not a statistic that always moves the needle of the game, and in this case, it didn't. Thank goodness, because it's more of a case where when you play a team like the Islanders, you have to make the most of your scoring chances, not who has the puck after, you know, the guy in stripes drops it. So, all right. So special teams, Caps surrendered 2 power plays, gave up 1 goal. Caps got 4 power play opportunities, capitalized on 2 of them. This was surprising. Very little penalty minutes, but a lot of hits. And Alan May made a pretty good point. Oh, yes. Now I remember. So I believe the penalty that gave the Caps the penalty, the power play at the beginning of the third, was that idiotic penalty by Scott Mayfield when he went after Richard Ponick, and he dropped the gloves and Ponick didn't.
That's what gave us that power play.
That's what gave them the power play. So thank goodness Ponick didn't panic. And of course the highlight of that was Zdeno Chara. Happy birthday to you, sir, by the way, barking at him like a crazed Doberman pincher from the bench, saying, "Hey, you want to fight somebody? Fight me." And that kind of quieted the game down as far as the physicality after that, if anyone else bothered to notice. So, it was kind of a physical game up to that point, but not too many liberties as far as the penalty. So, pretty good game all around, a very sound game, always a good game when you give up only 22 shots and 1 goal.
We only gave up 22 shots, but we had 18 block shots. The defense definitely stepped up and kept a lot of those shots from getting to Sammy.
Very, very true. And when you have your defense that engaged and that able to anticipate what's coming, then yeah, you're going to have a good game. Your game plan's in tune. So, again, another example of everything clicking at the right time. Now, this was a game they had to get up for. It was a not ideal situation since it was a tail end of the back to back and they were traveling, even though it was back to home. But it was the game they obviously were up for because it was the first place team. They knew it was at stake, and they came with it with the right attitude, the right energy, the right everything. And if they can just play, they can bottle this, you know, and just keep it going all through, say, you know, June or July, maybe even if they have to. It's going to pay dividends. So, and that was, as it turned out, their 6th win in a row. So 2 days later, moving on to Friday night, and the New York Rangers come in town, and hadn't had a lot of luck against this team. So you're kind of wondering what the hell was going to happen here. So running down the scoring summary, Artemi Panarin. You're telling me. Artemi Panarin, 16:42 in the first, after giving up the power play, gets his 8th. Strom and Fox in on the assist on that one. And gotta say, I think some of us were kind of thinking, oh, geez, here we go again. Especially after the entire second period, there was no goals. So, yeah. And then 13 minutes into the third, but it was actually sometime before that that the captain got his wake-up call when somebody tried to hit him.
Well, that's true.
But, yeah, as you said, 13 minutes into the third period, the captain finally said, all right, enough of this. I am taking this game and running away with it. He scores his 13th. Of the year, Kuznetsov and Schultz on the assists. The Rister ties it 1-1. And then
3 minutes later.
What did I say? Clear the zone, crash the net, score, repeat. And he does it. Same thing. And Craig Lachlan was the first to point it out. It was an identical play as was the first goal. This time Carlson and Chara on the assists. And the only difference being a backhander, but he was literally in the same slot, same place, right in front of the crease.
And yeah, but isn't that the one that he ran over somebody?
Well, good question.
Hang on, let me see. I got it.
Hold on. I got the replay. I'll get it.
This is the one where he like bumped into. Oh shit! Who was it?
Oh, French vanilla, Rocky Road, chocolate.
Uh-huh, see, cookie. I had the replay up already.
Okay, so yeah, goes Chara. Okay, he dangled.
He tried to run over Hathaway.
Oh, right. He bumped into the same place. That's right. He bumped into Hathaway. Hathaway was on his right or right behind him. I guess he didn't realize. Hathaway was behind him. He actually ran Hathaway over.
Yeah, he ran Hathaway over and then ran into the Ranger. And yeah. So.
And Ovechkin ended up falling himself because he didn't end up bumping into.
Yeah, he bumped into Hathaway.
And then he fell.
And then he ran over, bumped into the Ranger on his way to celebrate, and then Hathaway's patting him on the butt.
Yeah.
Saying, get up, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how it went. It's kind of funny to watch, but especially when you consider last week, Hathaway had a goal taken away from him, and right. It kind of sort of should have been his goal, but you know, he doesn't care as long as they win.
Right, exactly. And that's the great thing about having a team that works together so well. They don't care whose goal it is. Hey, give me the goal. Give us a win. Let's play together and let's win.
Yeah, and they hung on for the win. That was at 16:27 in the third. Had a lot of trouble getting anything past the goalie, Georgiev.
Yes, they did. He was
stubborn.
Stubborn. He was a fence, whatever you want to call it. He wasn't letting nothing in.
Yeah, Georgiev just kept on giving him all kinds of trouble. Of course, if you only throw 18 shots on net, you know, he's going to have an easy night. But yeah, the Georgiev, I'm sorry, I just like saying Georgiev. and 18 shots on goal, that was kind of, yeah, it was kind of why things were kind of slow going as far as the offense, which is not typical of this team.
Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Oh, okay, those were the matching. Never mind.
What'd you
find? I was looking at penalties and I was trying to figure out why I'm fine. I missed something previously, but I found it.
Look at the second period. You're looking at the second period, the two penalties there?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to figure out why we only had one power play if New York had two penalties. I'm like, oh, duh, that's the matching.
Yeah. No, that was, yeah. That was the that second penalty was the matching. So, yeah, that would not have resulted in a power play. Okay, quick run of the vials. Well, we already went over one. Okay, so this one, Caps did better, 57.1 at the faceoff dot. Go figure. Only had one power play, didn't convert on it. Pardon me. Very little penalty minutes. Bit of a physical game. Okay, so what did I say the last time we played the Rangers? What did I say then?
We weren't playing aggressive enough.
Okay, so yeah, a half point for that one. But what I said was, when you have a young team that's full of legs and full of run and very fast, okay, the way to beat them is to beat them, as in into the wall, as in be physical with them, as in hit them.
Yes, and we did
32 hits. So yeah, that we're even a young team that's full of stuff, it'll wear on them, and it did. And I think that made the difference. And then, you know, Ovechkin got hit, and as he said in his post game interview, yeah, that kind of I like getting involved. And as you know, Coach Boudreau aptly said, "Hey, look. Don't hit him. Let him sleep." Well, they didn't let him sleep. They hit him and then went after him. And that gets him into the game. And, well, you saw what happened. So despite Georgiev's best efforts, as a 2-1 win for the Caps, marking 7 straight wins, and we're rolling. And then they played them again last night. And, well, the game kind of started off the same way.
It did.
So we were figuring, okay, well, it's just going to take some time. Pavel Buchnevich with his 11th. Fox and dastardly evil Zibanejad. Zibanejad the sailor. I mean, yeah, it's, sorry, bad reference.
Yeah.
Opened the scoring. Second period, no goals. And then Carlson ties it.
In the third, because again, nothing happened in the second.
Right, with all 5s on the clock, as far as times, so that tied it, and we're thinking, okay, this is going to be a repeat of last night. Wrong. It was a kind of a duel up to 2.5 minutes being left or thereabouts. I wanted to pick up something and throw it at the TV when I saw it. I love Brendan.
Your brick is right there on the floor.
I wanted to heave something, not a foam brick, but something very, very heavy.
Well, then you would have had to have replaced the TV.
Not on my salary, I wouldn't have.
Well, anyway, then that's why I bought you the foam brick to throw at the TV.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to throw something. It was heavier than that foam brick, but I love Brendan Dillon, and I don't blame him for the loss, but my God, I don't think he could have played this any worse. He really couldn't have. He was kind of okay. So the play starts. He collects the puck behind the net. He goes up the left side. Zibanejad sees him coming, goes behind him. And I agree with the non-call here. I don't know. There wasn't all that much outrage that I saw, but he amounted to what laid a hand on him and maybe gave him a little push. And that if you're not that strong on your skates and that sets you off balance, then you're not, your stride isn't right. Your skating stride isn't right. Your stance isn't right. You're just not paying attention. You're not aware of your surroundings is the phrase that I'm looking for. Okay. So you Christian Bale Batman fans, I just could not believe what I saw when I saw that. And that's all it took to get him off the puck. And well, if you're a Caps fan, you want the Caps to win against the Rangers, then giving the puck to Zibanejad is bad. Okay? Say that 10 times fast and write that down on a campaign button. Come on. So what did you expect would happen? Well, that's what happened. And I don't mean to go on a long tangent about it, but it pissed me off. They were on such a roll, and for it to all end like that? I don't know. I shouldn't get... I know. I don't know if this is what you guys out there, you on the other side of the speakers, the earbuds, what have you, are all thinking or were thinking when you saw that, but it really pissed me off. I mean, yeah, you're going to lose sometime because you can't win them all, but damn it, to lose like that, you know, it really...
I know. I mean,
it really friggin' cheesed me off. I'm sorry.
I get that, but we don't know what the condition of the ice was. And from watching the replay, it looks like he lost the puck at some point, whether it went in a rut on the ice or something. So, I mean, it could have been something that wasn't necessarily his fault, because we know how the ice gets in Caps Arena.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to be aware of your surroundings. And if you skate to a spot you know is bad.
Well, yeah, if you skate to a spot that you know is bad, then yeah, that's on you. But
right.
I mean, we can't solely blame it on.
No, I don't. And turnover. I don't want to, because he's been a gem for the Caps all year.
After the turnover and after that score, we did pull Sammy and they couldn't keep possession on 6-on-5.
Yeah, and the other story of this game was, oh boy. Jesus Christ. So officially the Caps got 29 shots on goal, but had they I don't know. I'm thinking of the movie, this is probably too old school for some of you out there, but I'm thinking of the movie RoboCop, where he says his targeting scope is messed up. I think all the Caps had their targeting scope messed up.
No, hang on. You can't entirely blame this on them. They had 29 official shots on goal. They also had 23 shots that were blocked.
I get that, but they also
were blocking everything.
I get that, but they also had at least, by my count anyway, well over a dozen shots that completely missed the target.
Oh, yeah, I will give you that. They did have a bunch that completely missed, but we don't know again. I mean, unfortunately, you're not going to know every second of the game the quality of the ice right in that particular spot.
I get that.
Or who's going to stick their stick out in the way and interfere. But yes, they need to practice their shooting with people in the way, because a lot of those were wide.
But this is true, but you can't, as one of the top offensive teams in the league, you cannot take all those shots in vain and just miss the target like that. You know what happens when you miss the target, right? You end up in Walmart.
I must be tired.
You must be. You never laugh at this many of what I say. Anyway, but yeah, I think the Caps came at this game again with the right amount of energy. I think they were kind of pumped that this, of course, being Tom Wilson's first game back from his undeserved suspension. And yeah, he was definitely into it. He had some legs, and he had his legs and his hands back. I thought I don't think the layoff did him all that much harm. So
well, I don't think so either. I mean, he managed to get a hit, a block, and he was busy.
Yeah, no, he was into it. I don't think he had any rink rust at all, and that's can only be good news. Even better news with his return was that we didn't have to go back to.
No, we didn't have to go back to 7-Eleven.
Right. That's what I meant by that. So yes, didn't have to go back to the old Slurpee system, and because we had all 11 forwards. All 12 forwards, rather.
All 12 forwards, yes.
With him back. Again, you hate to lose the game on a stupid mistake like that, and just a stupid play like that is just really, really frustrating. And all to a team that is most likely not even going to make the playoffs. So. Yeah, you had to wonder. You just have to wonder. But three stars of the game, okay, yeah. Zibanejad, he came away with 2 points. Kincaid, the goalie, who absolutely stoned the Caps all game.
He was tough to beat.
He was even better than Georgiev, I thought.
So.
He was Caps actually got a few in close chances that he was pretty good at stopping, I would say.
Yeah.
And of course, Samsonov cannot hang this on him at all.
No, I mean, he was out there busting his butt.
Yeah, no, he was. I thought he was fine. I think he's finally back in his groove. First regulation loss for him, unfortunately. Yeah, but not on him at all, and certainly not deserved. So yeah, just unfortunate all around. If the team just flat out beats you, that's one thing. But if it's because of a fluky, mistakey play like that, I'm sorry. It pisses me off to have to lose like that. And it always will, just almost as much as the dreaded shootout. All right. So thus was the week that was on the ice for the Caps. Previews of coming attractions. The Caps are in the midst of a 4-day break, which starts today. They do not play again until this Thursday, March the 25th, 7:00 puck drop at Capital One against the New Jersey Devils. And guess what? They do it again twice as nice that same night. Or not night, the very next night, rather, Friday the 26th, same thing, same bat time, same bat channel, Devils, 7:00 puck drop. Then they're off Saturday and Sunday. If Anna were on the show, she'd be retching right about now because it's yet another weekend matinee.
Yeah.
12 p.m. against the Rangers, also at Capital One, and that closes the homestand. And then they finish against the Rangers, Islanders, and Devils for that week. And then we're into April. No fooling.
Oh, where has the month gone?
Indeed. It's more of the same. We're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. So it's, so some games where Caps can and should bank a few points, but also some tough going along the way, because it's the Rangers and you got the Islanders in there at least once. But it's for the most part, it's teams they should be beating.
Oh, that'll be an interesting game. The Islanders on April 1st.
Yeah. And that's on the island where Barry Trotz will have the last line change. So yes, that will be very, very interesting indeed.
Yeah.
That one's going to be the tough one. And then, well, we won't talk about the week after that, but there is another game. There is a game upcoming that will be very, very, very interesting. Especially for you, Tom Wilson fans. And I think
the Boston
I think I know what I'm talking about. I hope you know what I'm talking about. And,
that should definitely be interesting.
Very interesting indeed. And but we won't get into that. It's too far off. But that'll be fun to watch. So hopefully the Caps will stay on their winning ways. Like I said, games they should bank points against teams that aren't doing as well. So, you know, it's a time to do that. And there is the full month of April looking long range and then 2 weeks into May. So they're past the halfway point at this point. And, you know, given that, they really need to start banking points to stay in the mix, because on paper, there's probably five teams that on paper can qualify theoretically, but there's only four slots in the Mass Murderers East division. So,
yeah, because it's us, as of right now, it's us, the Islanders, Pittsburgh, Boston, and Philly is right there.
Yeah, they are all in the mix, even though Philly's in a bit of a tailspin, but I think they're going to right the ship fairly soon. I wouldn't count them out. So now is the time to start banking those points, because if you wait till, you know, it 2 weeks left with the end of the season and you're in that dire need of points, that's too much. So it sounds crazy, but yes, I mean, start your playoff run now.
Yes, with the season being as short as it is, I mean, because they've played 31 games, it's only 25 more to go.
Yeah.
And like they were saying last night on, I think it was post-game show, effectively, these are four-point games.
Right. No, they always have been, since you're going to see the same teams so many times, and only four can get out of the division. So, and then they go into that March Madness bracket. I don't even know. I got to figure out what they're planning on doing for the playoffs. I don't know who if they got out of the division into the Final Four, which one they'd face. So that's going to be interesting. But
right.
Anyway, well, that's what they're looking at, short and long term. I think they're in a groove right now. My only concern at this point is not so much the lineup, but are they peaking too early? I don't think they are. I think we can see a lot better.
We can definitely see better.
There are still things to work on, as hard as
definitely
it is to believe.
Consistency.
Right. And but they're starting to, you know, they are starting to feel that energy, that groove. They're starting now to just get into it. So the trick now is to figure out how to hold on to it, how to maintain, as
and
they
how to
say,
keep everybody healthy.
Well, yeah, that's going to be important too, because before you know it, I mean, you get an injury, and just ask the Islanders, you get an injury now, it could be devastating, because you need 4 to 6 weeks, and well, that's pretty much the rest of the season as of now. So
right.
All right. So that's what awaits the Caps short term and long term. So, all right. So I think this is a good place to stop for the week. So I want to thank everybody.
Hey, aren't we going to talk about TBR?
Oh, right. So, breaking news. This is Power Play Point Podcast Breaking News. I'm your special reporter, Don. We now are gay apparel. from this morning, as broken by Caps Washington Post beat writer Samantha Pell. The Washington Capitals have re-signed or extended Trevor Van Riemsdyk for 2 years at a cost of $1.9 million total value of the contract. Now, I've heard that the first year is $900,000 and the second year is $1 million even. Cap Friendly, if you look that up, has it. Well, they're going to break it down by average annual value, so it's going to be $950 both years. So if you're wondering of the cap impact, that's how it's going to be measured. But so now they've got, as far as next year, they've got, let's see, Dylan, Van Riemsdyk, Carlson, and Orlov locked up. And Jensen as well, now that I think about it, because when they traded for him, they signed him to a three-year contract. So Jensen as well. So we've got five defensemen locked up for contract at least through the next couple seasons. So going to be very interesting. As you and I were talking about this before we went on air, it's going to be interesting who the Caps decide to leave unprotected.
Right, or who they decide to trade off, because trade deadline's coming up too.
That too, yeah. That we're gonna, yeah. Boy, wow, so much coming up. Yeah, that's what, in a couple weeks?
I believe April 12th.
Yeah, a couple weeks, a couple 3 weeks. So yeah, geez, whew, boy.
The expansion draft isn't going to be until after the playoffs, though.
No, it's going to be after the season.
Okay.
After the season ends, and I can't remember if it's after the draft or before the draft. Who knows? Kind of getting hot in here. I wish I were feeling a draft. anyway, good Lord, you need some sleep.
I need some sleep or some food.
Yeah, we'll get to that. All right. So yeah, lot of stuff going on as you can hear, and we'll keep going and cover it all as best we can. But we're going to wrap it up here for another week. Hopefully next week, Caps stay on their roll. And so I just want to stop and thank you all. You who are from the state of Maryland, Commonwealth of Virginia, and of course the District of Columbia, as well,
and everywhere else,
and everywhere else across this great planet of ours, north of the border, across the pond, wherever you be, and on the highways and byways especially. Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Want to give a shout out to him. Good to see him again on Twitter. And yeah, so we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you all for sticking with us. Thank you all, loyal listeners. And I want to apologize to our female community. I wanted to do something special for Women's History Month, but it just didn't work out. So if you want to provide feedback, hit me up. I'm at glhallowed@yahoo.com. That's my personal email, or on the Facebook page. I'm also on Twitter at BLULINER98. So you can reach me both of those ways. You got any suggestions for the show, do please hit me up there. So I'm going to stop here. Thank you, Mrs. Blue Liner, for doing emergency duty once again.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Thank you again. So this is the Blue Liner on Point for Mrs. Blue Liner signing off. And Well, I think I know why you're a little loopy, because you had to do all my chores.
I always do your chores.
Not always, but you did give me that honey-do list, right?
I've given you several honey-do lists.
I know. And if you notice, I only did items 1, 3, and 5. You know why?
No.
Because I only do odd jobs.
That would explain a whole lot.
Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Power Play Point Podcast. Thanks for listening.